Hello, good evening. Is Joseph Henderson there?
Yeah, this is Joseph Henderson.
And good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
White.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your age?
36.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K-12 education.
Nine.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
7.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
3.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy. 8. Hello?
You saw that? Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. How would you rate that?
Sorry, can you say that? Tobacco product?
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Okay. So I am driving, so I may have outages of service, but we'll see how far we can get.
Thank you.
So you said protecting voting rights.
And democracy.
And democracy. 8.
Thank you. And making college more affordable.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to direct your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
65.
Democrats in Congress.
60.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
$75.
Thank you very much. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, we're going to go back to the scale of 0 to 10 of how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
Three, again.
Thank you. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Five.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
Six.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Two.
Thank you very much. And now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Sorry, what was the question? Just a yes or no? Do I support it?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults
20? Yeah, I oppose that.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
And would that be also somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? Somewhat support or?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support or oppose?
Oh, somewhat opposed, yeah.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
That's a good question. I think it probably brings more harm.
Thank you very much. And would that be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. Once again, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first one is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adults smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free products. The second definition is prohibition. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So I ask again, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to...
Harm reduction. I would say harm reduction is the better, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. Excuse me. The first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Somewhat concerned.
The next one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Very concerned.
Thank you. And the last one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10, yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. The first statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of your our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
And a higher number means I agree more, is that correct?
Yes, 0 means you do not agree at all, 5 means somewhat agree, and 10 strongly agree, any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say 8.
Thank you. The next one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
7.
Thank you. The next one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
8.
Thank you. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
7.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And this next battery of questions are going to be a callback to the first few questions that we did, just to make sure that we haven't changed the scale. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Opposed.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Opposed.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to our own community?
More harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Less likely to vote for them.
And would that be somewhat less willing or much less willing to vote?
Somewhat less willing.
Thank you. Now, we're almost there, but first, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, yes or no?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Two?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Last year of schooling.
Doctoral degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widow? Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? I'm sorry, you cut off? Hello? Hello? We're about to be finished.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello?
I can hear
okay.
you. I can hear you. Thank
yeah.
you.
The answer is no. None of us are a member of a union or other employee professional organization like that.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your time and your participation, and now you can drive safely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.